Well, I guess I'll start with Fresno State. You know, they've been a model of consistency in the WAC over the last decade, and it starts with that, and that goes with good coaching. Pat Hill has done a phenomenal job of making them a competitive football team every year, and they've done a great job of recruiting good football players, and they believe in their system. And so it's certainly a big challenge to play a team like that on the road. Defensively, they have a lot of good athletes out there on the field that can run and hit, good size, very good linebacking core. They have the number one pass defense in the country, so that'll be a challenge for us, throwing the football. Offensively, they have a phenomenal tight end who is a mismatch problem. And I think you saw that against Texas A&M, even when he's covered, he makes plays. They got an experienced quarterback who doesn't make mistakes. And historically, they've always had very good special teams. So this will be a big challenge for us. I think the real key for us, though, is that we have to play with a little bit more consistency. You know, we've played three games, and I don't really know who we are. All three games have been different. We kind of had first game jitters the first game, but won. We played a pretty good game the second game and lost, and then we didn't play well in the third game and lost. So the goal for us is to start developing an identity and brand of consistency, whether you're on the road or at home. It doesn't matter. And that's a challenge. So we obviously need to improve in some certain areas. We need to improve in third down on both sides of the ball, and we need to improve our ability to make big plays and our giving up too many big plays. So that's kind of an overview. And, you know, our focus this week is just going to be consistent performance and improving as a football team.
Coach, how anxious are you guys to get back out, you know, and play after, you know, like you said, the last time out was not so good. This is another trip out west, almost like a repeat the last time you played.
Yeah, it's, you know, we had a lot of work to do to improve. So hopefully it'll show when we go out there. You know, any time you don't play very well, you want to get back out there and play. So, I was real pleased with our open date. I think we made some progress as a football team, and now we have to have a good week of practice so we can play well on Saturday.
You touched on the fact that you have a good pass defense. Well, the rush defense isn't that strong. You anticipate them loading the box and kind of making you throw?
You know, if you just look at our numbers, that's probably what most teams are going to do. I think a lot of it, too, is the teams they played were a lot of the spread option running type teams. It wasn't like they played Hawaii, and you know what I mean? So a lot of the statistics, especially early in the season, are defined a little bit by who you play. I think they're a better run defense than what their statistics give them credit for. I think in the end, teams just generally do what they do. I mean, they play their defense, and they're going to try to take away the stuff that you do well, and certainly we'll expect that from them.
Three road games in a row. You're going to be happy to get this road trip over with?
Well, you can't really look at it like that. You know, our big focus is it's the next game, and what do we got to do to play well? And that's all I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about our team being able to play with some sort of consistency regardless of where we play. And I think in the end, if we do that, we'll be happy with some of the results.
Both teams coming off a bye week, is that a good thing?
You know, it's one of those things you find out Saturday. And I've seen bye weeks just be disastrous for some teams, and I've seen it just be miraculous for some teams. I think it's all how you manage it. And I hope that we've managed it well, and I feel like that we've made some improvements, but I know Fresno's managed it well. It's not his first rodeo, so I expect them to play their best game of the year, and that's what we need to be prepared for.
Did you do anything different, or are you doing anything different this week than you did the week leading up to Cal, like the preparation just the trip out there and things like that? Did you want anything from your West Coast trip?
I really felt good about how we structured the trip. I think the players physically were fine. The one thing that's a little bit challenging this week is we play at 7 o'clock, which is 9 o'clock at night our time. So that makes for a long day. You get up early out there naturally. Guys aren't going to sleep till 10 o'clock in the morning like they might here. And so when you get up at 7, you got 12 hours. And how we manage that 12 hours is going to be a little bit of concern to me. And that's what I've been working on. But for the most part, we have a system that we go by when we go out to the West Coast. It's been tried and tested, and we believe in it. And I think when you do that, you just keep throwing it out there. And if there continues to be a trend, then certainly we need to maybe reevaluate what we're doing.
Give us a feel of the locker room. The more the guys are getting out there from two losses, can you kind of give us a feel of how the players are reacting?
Well, as y'all know, I was disappointed last week, and I think the players responded well in the open week. They worked very hard, had a good attitude, and I think we made progress. So I think the players are anxious to get back out there and play again, but we need to have a good week of preparation this week before we do.
You know, you just touched on one positive is your special teams play. I know that's just one phase of the game. Second in punting, second in return punting in nation. I know it's just been three games, but that's got to be pleasing.
There are some things on special teams that we've been very pleased about, and there are some things that we're concerned about. And, you know, I think the important thing with special teams is you have to kind of look at your body of work over time. And it's really like every phase. You know, the first three games of the year, there's a lot of numbers that get skewed depending on who you play. You pop a return, they pop one on you. And the more the numbers, the more the numbers accrue, the more you see really where you are on teams. So we're certainly excited about some of our play on some of our phases, and I hope we can continue to get consistency in that and improve in the areas where we need to improve.
That's not improving, the passing game has something to improve. How are you looking forward to that? Do you think you'll see the big league this week?
I hope so. The biggest thing in our pass game is the big plays. We're getting completions. Guys are making catches, but getting the ball, pushing that thing down the field is where we've struggled. We've had guys open deep, and we overthrew them, all right? Or we've had some drops that have cost us some key plays, or we didn't run good routes. There's a number of reasons, and that's something we need to continue to build on. I don't think it's something that one game you just all of a sudden you explode. I think our efficiency has been good at times, but we just need to be able to change field position quicker, because the way our pass game is right now, it's a slow grind when we drive the football, and when you do that, you're always subject to making mistakes that kill a drive. It also, when you have a penalty or you get sacked, it makes it hard to overcome, and that's what happened at Cal. We had a lot of third and longs. And when you're struggling throwing the ball down the field, it's hard to convert those things.
You've got a player like Weldon Brown actually doing well for you in secondary and on special teams, returning kicks when he's back there. What does it mean of a player go two ways in a category to have that kind of player spread things out like that?
Well, I'm kind of from that old school where if you got good players, you play them, and you play them wherever. And Weldon's a good player, and I think he's developed a lot of confidence over the last three games in his ability to cover. He's gone against some outstanding receivers, and he certainly has some explosiveness as a return man. And so we're gonna keep using him. Everybody wants to rest their guys so they're fresh. I'd rather him take a playoff or two at corner if he can give us some pop in the returns. Now certainly everybody says, well, you worry about injuries. And I think having Patrick and Weldon handle it, hopefully we can manage the number of touches, because it is a, I mean, you do get hit, and you get hit pretty hard when you're returning kickoffs. So hopefully we'll be able to manage that throughout the season to where both of them can be very productive returners for us and still not get hurt, and they're able to play their position adequately.
Talk about the hostile environment. It's one of the toughest places to play in WAC, and a very important game. You dropped this one 0-2 in the conference. How do you get the guys ready for that?
Well, you know, it's the same old thing. When you're a consistent performer, you don't get affected by things you can't control or the things that happen in a game. And certainly learning how to play well on the road is a quality of every good football team. And I know it's a great environment over there. I hadn't been there and experienced it, but I've been in a lot of tough environments before. And it's all how you view it. If you go in thinking, boy, this is a tough place to play, then it is a tough place to play. I just think it doesn't matter where you play, what the fans are doing. If you go out and execute, none of that stuff matters. And if you play well, I mean, I've been in Tiger Stadium where it's silent. And it was because the other team played well. So we can either allow it to be a problem, allow it to affect us, or focus on the things we can control, and then it won't affect us.
Any more questions for Coach Dooley?
They work in their tight end a lot with their receiving.
Yeah, they do a good job. They open him up, they move him around. And like I said, he's a good player because you may have him covered and he still makes the play. And you know, that's what we need more of on our team. That's what we don't have. I mean, our guys got to be wide open. All you got to do is watch the NFL. Those guys are covered every snap. And there's a foot of difference between them and the defender, and you make a play. And that's what good players do. And he does that.
On a lighter note, what are you doing the weekend off?
Well, I spent some time with the family, which is, you know, that's the one advantage. And we got the coaches out of here on Saturday. We didn't do anything on Saturday, so we got a good stretch coming up. So hopefully everybody's fresh and ready to go.
Any more questions for Coach Dooley?
Okay, thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all coming.
Thank you.